When you watch a parade, seeing the people marching and playing instruments, becoming the rhythmic backbone of the event itself, it's a little hard to see yourself, or your children, doing the same thing without a great deal of upfront cost. But if you are in Sudbury, between the ages of 10 and 21, and dream of playing a drumline or hornline, then you are in luck. Not only can you find an instrument, but also free lessons, and a chance to be part of a group that had its Nickel City beginnings more than 70 years ago. Founded in 1952, Sudbury's Blue Saints Drum and Bugle Corps continue to parade around the province. With only a handful of members left after COVID shut things down, the organization has worked hard to rebuild the program over the past year and a half. Rachel DiCarlo, a volunteer and parent to two members, told Sudbury.com. And the work is paying off. If you are in Sudbury and between the ages of 10 and 21, not only can you find an instrument, but also free lessons, and a chance to be part of a group that had its Nickel City beginnings more than 70 years ago, the Blue Saints Drum and Bugle Corps. Supplied. Over the past year, our members have been able to showcase their skills in a whopping 31 parades, she said. Our travels have taken us across Ontario, Quebec, and Wisconsin this year, including our biggest parade, the Montreal St. Patrick's Day Parade. These opportunities allow youth from all walks of life to travel our beautiful country without barriers. It was the first time the Blue Saints attended the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it was the largest they've marched in. We've gone to the Dundas Cactus Festival and the Niagara Grape and Wine Festival. In the summer, we did a week-long tour where we did a few Canada Day parades, and then we went into Wisconsin and did some 4th of July parades, said DiCarlo. They capped that trip off with a trip to Six Flags Amusement Park. But even with trips across the province, the costs are kept low. In addition to free lessons on a free-to-use instrument, the trips only cost $30 per child, which pays for their home-cooked meals, provided by the parents and volunteers. Because we don't charge any membership fees, many kids have an opportunity to do things they wouldn't normally get to do, especially in the hard economic times we're going through, said DiCarlo. It's difficult for families to pay for recreational activities, let alone traveling. The kids pay $30 a weekend for their food and it's all home-cooked meals. And that's it. The Blue Saints are currently accepting new members, and not just from Sudbury. There are members from the Greater Toronto Area as the Blue Saints are only one of two junior drum corps left in Canada. Those out of town often take part in the parades near their homes. If you are in Sudbury and between the ages of 10 and 21, not only can you find an instrument, but also free lessons, and a chance to be part of a group that had its Nickel City beginnings more than 70 years ago, the Blue Saints Drum and Bugle Corps. Supplied. DiCarlo notes that membership in the Blue Saints has been wonderful for her children, not just for the camaraderie and team-like environment, but also for the educational development that comes with learning music. Instructors include horn line instructor, Mark Ripley, and drumline instructor, Vince Frappier, who are both former members. This past holiday saw the group able to hold an award ceremony for the first time since the pandemic. It's a chance for all the families to come together and celebrate all the wonderful achievements the kids have accomplished. If performing with the Blue Saints Drum and Bugle Corps is of interest to you or your family, you can find more information on their Facebook page here.